doctors, I just didn't have enough carbon dioxide in my system. I couldn't get the oxygen in or get the oxygen out and get the carbon dioxide out. So I just kind of snowballed. I wasn't breathing well, and I just started to breathe fast in order to compensate, and
kind of
got worse.
Did you have any cold or anything going into the game?
I wasn't feeling well going into the game, and then around the third quarter, I really started to feel a little. I just didn't feel quite right until after the game when I finally got myself together.
You ever had 14 tackles in a game?
No.
At any level?
Never. I don't believe I've ever had that many tackles. And, I mean, you step in and you do what the team is what's asked of you for that particular situation, and it just so happened that I needed to make 14 tackles for us to win, so I did the.
What do you remember about the incident in the locker room? Did you lose memory? What happened?
I mean, I don't remember blacking out. I've heard conflicting stories from my teammates. Some of them might just want to tell a good story. Who knows? But from what I remember, I just came in, and I remember hearing people talking to me, and I was just breathing really heavy. And then when I kind of, the whole breathing heavy part kind of was just a blur. And then I remember when I regained everything, I looked up and there was like 60 people standing in front of me. Then I felt real stupid. It's like, get away from me, I'm fine now. But it all worked out.
You know, you mentioned that on Sunday. Why do you feel stupid and embarrassed about that? I mean, the game produces stuff like that all the time.
Because I'm fine, and I would rather just, I don't know, that type of stuff you like to be under the radar about. Talk about the tackles. There we go. 14 tackles, that's a good job. Hyperventilating in the locker room afterwards, not so cool.
It's all about being cool, Foxy.
Always, no problem.
Looking forward to this game, Dominique. What does San Francisco throw at you guys offensively from their offensive standpoint?
Well, they're a strong team and a tough team. They're physical, they run the ball well. That's going to be of the utmost importance to stop their run. And then from there, they have some young athletes who make plays.
One of those guys being Frank Gore, who's absolutely flourishing. What type of runner are you seeing the best this year on your schedule? Oh, yeah. How does he stack up?
Oh, he's right in there, considering how well. He's 1,500 yards with one more game to go. That's impressive. I mean, it's not too many people in the league that can say they have that many yards.
You're an intelligent guy. Obviously, Alex Smith is the same old quarterback. Is he precocious on the field as he is off?
Well, we haven't really gotten enough into the film for me to make any. Normally on our first day, we're heavy into first down and run situations, so I haven't really made too many determinations about Alex Smith as a player yet. But they have athletes, and they can make plays.
Coming into this game, obviously your motivations are obvious. Make the playoffs, win. What about San Francisco? In your time when you've been playing football, collegiate level, high school football, how much pride can one take out of being a spoiler?
Well, I mean, it's tough to motivate yourself to be a spoiler, but when it's the last game of the year and you haven't had that great of a season, it's important to play well for the coaches to want to bring you back, so that's enough motivation. Playing for your job, which is, I mean, that's a man who's backed up against the wall into a corner if he's playing for his job.
As Cutler's plays progressed, have you seen the rest of this football team? Obviously, it's reflected in your record, but take their game up another notch?
I would say it's not so much based on Cutler. Just when your back's against the wall, you're back into a corner. I think great players step up, and I think we have a lot of great players here, and you're forced to step up in that situation.
What do you think of Vernon Davis? Does he kind of pose the same challenge as, say, like a Tony Gonzalez or some of the other tight ends?
I mean, he has all the tools that those guys have. So, I mean, he hasn't been able to perform as well because of the injury this year, but he has the tools, and that's what you look for.